Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
It's obviously a great moment for Keith Andrews. I think it's still a bit jarring for a lot of people, but I think what it is that it's also a great moment for set-piece coaches everywhere.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, reaction to a humbling night for Ireland in Denver, a full preview of tonight's League of Ireland action, and one of Luton's Irish stars is a wanted man in the Championship. But first, Ireland lost for the first time since February in the small hours of this morning in Denver. Carlo Ward's side were beaten 4-0 by the US in the first of two friendlies with the number one ranked team in the world. Avery Patterson and Sam Coffey put the host 2-0 up in the first half. And having created those goals, Rose Lavelle and Alyssa Thompson doubled the state's lead in the second half. Recent convert Erin Healy made her debut, with Ward saying after the game she would have liked to give the San Diego-born striker some more time. The manager described the US as the best in the world and claimed her players will learn more from that defeat than their entire Nations League campaign. Ward is likely to be without both Denise O'Sullivan and Megan Campbell once again for the second of those friendlies in Cincinnati on Sunday. After Monday's derby defeat to Bohemians, SSE Airtricity Premier Division leader Shamrock Rovers are back on home soil tonight. Trevor Clark could return for their clash with Waterford and Talla after missing the trip to Dalymount. Rovers boss Stephen Bradley's been assessing tonight's opposition.
Well, if you watch Waterford since the new manager came in, they've been really good. They play some really good football. We know the threats they have in the attacking part of the pitch, but they play really good football and I'm sure they'll come to Talla and really enjoy taking us on and trying to win the game. So we know we have to be our best to win tomorrow.
As far as team news go, anyone in doubt for the match tomorrow?
No, not from the other night. I think everyone's okay. A few knocks, which again is quite normal. Adam's still out. Everyone else is okay.
Waterford have taken 4 points from their two most recent games, also against Dublin opposition, but their manager John Coleman says they can't afford to get carried away.
Obviously Shamrock are a very, very good side, and they're in the luxury of being able to field any one of 18, 19 top players. We're expecting them to be a handful, but we're not going there just to make the numbers up. You know, when we give them a good game here, should never ever have lost that game, and so that's fresh in our mind. You know, we've got to keep our emotions in check. I think we all got a bit carried away after the Bulls game because of how well we played. And yeah, you've got to not get too high, not get too low.
Bohemians could welcome back winger Connor Parsons for tonight's visit of Sligo Rovers to Dalymount Park. After the high of Monday's win over Rovers, Alan Reynolds has called on fans to utilise Lemsips, Strepsils and even pints to match the atmosphere of earlier this week at Dalymount. Sligo travel to Dublin buoyed by Monday's derby win at home to Galway, but with a squad decimated by injury and suspension. Captain John Mahon is out following his red card on Monday. Gareth McElroy and Ronan Manning are still injured. New signings Seb Quirk and Paddy McLean won't be eligible until next week's meeting with Shamrock Rovers. Third place fourth this evening as Drogheda make the trip to the Roy McBride Brandywell to face Derry City. Drogheda remain without Josh Thomas, Paul Doyle, Alicia Ahui, James Bulger and George Cooper. Derry have failed to beat Drogheda in any of their last four meetings, which includes November's FAI Cup final defeat at the Aviva. However, Candy Stripes manager Tiernan Lynch hopes recent wins over St Pat's and Shelburne will give impetus to kick on. They'll be without defender Mark Connolly for tonight's game, however. St Pat's are looking to end a run of four games without a win, including defeats in their last three matches. Stephen Kenny's side are at Turner's Cross to play another club in crisis, Cork City. There's good news for Cork fans ahead of tonight's game with playmaker Kit Nelson extending his loan from Preston until the end of the season. The Leasiders are yet to keep a clean sheet this season, and manager Ger Nash knows they have to put that right if they want to stay up.
Until we keep a clean sheet, that's going to be asked of me in every time we speak to the media. And I understand that. I think that's, you know, if three games at Turner's Cross in two of the games, you know, we've conceded one against Shell, we conceded one the other night, where I think in both games we've been pretty good defensively overall, pretty sound, pretty structured, pretty well structured. That gives me a little bit of confidence, and the players have been, you know, receptive to what we've been working on in that regard. But the bottom line is, until, like I said about both boxes, until we're really strong in both boxes, the same question will keep being asked defensively. So we've been working on it, and we need to follow through with it and and obviously improving that area, and that's going to be key.
But Off the Ball's live game tonight comes from Eamon DC Park, where Shelburne continue life after Damien Duff with a game against Galway United. On this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, former Shells defender Owen Heary feels Duff had treated his own players shabbily.
If he goes back there, I don't know how the players react, the fact that he's going back. Do you know what I mean? That's another
thing. He can't go back now.
No,
I thought if he was going to go back, it would be the next day. Yeah. U-turn would happen.
But why not, though? Like, look at all the success he's brought to the club.
What success? He's won one league in 4 years.
Ah, but they hadn't won a league in a long, long time.
And they have money to win a league now. So they haven't had money in the last 18 years to win leagues. Now they have money and they've won a league. So when you say all the success, it's won one league. You're talking about all the success. Rovers have all the success in the last few years.
But he did take them from a low ebb and got them to Europe and the Cup final.
And the Cup final and Europe as well. It was progression.
But what I'm saying is, like, if you go back in there now, how are the players going to react to you going back in after hanging them out to dry on the TV, leaving, and then not down there in Waterford, and then to come back just for a European game, and then who knows whether he goes again after that.
There's lots more from that chat with Owen Heary and Barry Murphy from this morning's Off the Ball breakfast elsewhere for free in the OTB football feed. Our coverage from Eamon DC Park begins tonight on News Talk and on the Go Loud app from 7 o'clock. Just a point separates Dundalk from Cove Ramblers at the top of the First Division, and the Lilywhites welcome the County Cork side to Oriel Park tonight. Elsewhere, third place Bray start the night 9 from the summit but go to bottom side at Clown Town. Treaty United will look to extend their unbeaten run to 4 matches when they play Finn Harps, and Wexford take on Kerry. A host of championship clubs are believed to be interested in keeping Dubliner Millinock Alley in the second tier of English football. The versatile forward scored 9 times in League One for Exeter before he moved to Luton in January. With his 4 goals, they're not enough to keep them in the championship. However, reports suggest Middlesbrough, Leicester and Sheffield United are all interested in the 25-year-old. Meanwhile, 2 months after the relegation was confirmed, Leicester finally pulled the trigger on Ruud van Nistelrooy this morning. The reason Leicester delayed the announcement of his departure was reportedly down to them not wanting to include 2 managerial payouts in the same fiscal year, thus avoiding more PSR worries. Van Nistelrooy steps down immediately, but paperwork won't be processed until the 1st of July. And finally, John Giles has brought the curtain down on an almost 40-year career in punditry. The Ireland and Leeds United legend has announced his retirement at the age of 84. Giles was a key member of RTE's football panel between 1988 and 2016. He had a 23-year career as an analyst with Off the Ball. He says making football accessible to fans was the main aim of his punditry.
I really enjoy it, and I'm delighted that the spectators that what I did are on the radio. Are the most important people when you're doing what you're trying to do, and I'm delighted to hear that some of it got through anyway.
That's it for today's Football Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Football feed wherever you get your podcasts, and remember, our live game tonight sees Galway United play Shelburne at Eamon DC Park, and keep an eye out for LOI Late Night on Twitter and podcast.
A young Giles, he seems to be an inside forward with a very great future.
Oh, there's no question about that at all. He's a wonderful player. He's a very quick football brain, and he was given the opportunity to use it.
The rest of Quarter was headed up by Johansson. Comes to Giles, who shoots, and he's... It's a wonderful goal!
Unforgettable. Well, I think it was the climate of the times, Jim. You know, I played Manchester United and had my leg broken at Birmingham. And I think during the 60s, it was a very, very tough game. And there was a lot of physical stuff, and I was regarded as a skillful player. And when you're a skillful player, you're a target. And my attitude was, well, if I'm going to make a living in this game and I want to make it, then I'm going to have to be as tough as everybody else. And I set out to do that.
Lorimer will play it wide again for Giles to drive it. And there it is from Johnny Giles.
When we came out of the second division, we scrambled a lot, and we played scrambly football. Very tenacious, very resilient in what we're doing, and at times too naughty for our own.
And that looked very much like a right hook by Johnny Giles.
All the things that they say about Leeds, the bad things they say about it, they knew as players that we were a great team.
Giles, Alistair Brown, and again Giles. Good try, it's worth! Oh yes, Johnny Giles!
Bobby Collins was, you remember Bobby Collins? Bobby Collins was a great Scottish player that played for Leeds. And he used to have a saying for the players, when he was rating players. Do you know what he used to say? Would he kill his granny? It's true. Would he kill his granny?
Yeah.
And Bobby Collins would kill his granny
right.
and his grandfather.
Okay,
to
so what we're
to,
saying
to win a match.
What we're saying tonight then, that England have got to get a manager who knows all about back alleys.
Yeah.
And they got to have players who will kill their grannies.
Duncan was a trickster anyway. He could do all sorts of tricks on and off the pitch. He could jump over a mini jar. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
Duncan McKenzie.
What?
What he did, actually, Jack, he sort of only strolled up to it two or three strides. And I honestly thought he was going to turn back and say, look, lads, I'm only joking. Hopped over it. Hopped over the mini.
In one go.
In one go.
Franny Lee. You know, Franny was...
Man City.
Man City yeah. lad. And Franny could dish it about. As it happened, the players crossed. Kind of, you know, first place novel was Mike Summerby. Do you remember Mike Summerby?
Yeah,
he could get stuck in as well.
Right.
You know, my reaction was, you keep your fucking nose out. See? And Billy says, have you seen the size of his nose, wee man? You see? Well, when you see a player playing, Nathan, who needs to kick up the backside, you don't have to know him, you know. Like, if he needs to kick up the backside, he needs to kick up the backside.
Johnny Giles, then, with the kick. He scores, it's 1-0 Leeds. And Bremner leaps to his feet, he could tell by the roar of the crowd.
Thanks, Richie.
OK, Nathan.
John, good evening to you, how are you?
Good evening, Chair.
John, how are you doing? You're there?
I'm here, Adrian, yeah. Now, good. I hope everything works out OK, Joe. That's the main thing now.
Thinks that I am unforgettable too.
What a day for he, what a day for the Ireland side, and what a tribute to the man who's masterminded it all, Johnny Giles.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.